Well, today, October 23rd, is the feast day of the great Franciscan missionary, St. John Capistrano. And he was born in a very difficult time for the world and for the church. He was born in 1386. This was right about the time of the plagues. The most famous plague at that time was called the Black Death. And the Black Death, or the bubonic plague, swept throughout Europe, and one-third of Europe died because of the plague. In fact, almost half of the priests of Europe died because they were the ones that were ministering to those with plague. So 4 out of 10 priests died during that time period because they were the ones giving the anointing of the sick and the last rites to those dying of the plague. So you had the Black Death sweeping through Europe at this time. You had the Western Schism taking place. There were two anti-popes who were trying to lead people away from the church and from the one true pope. You had England at war with France. And so this is the environment in which St. John Capistrano found himself. As a young man, he was very well educated, became a successful lawyer in Perugia, in Italy, became the governor of Perugia at the young age of 26, so he had his whole life ahead of him. He was known for his great zeal and to rid the area of political corruption. He also fought in a local war, but during that time he was imprisoned and captured. He began to think about his life. And did he want just worldly success, or was God calling him to something else? So this is where he had this conversion experience and this imprisonment. And when he was released, he decided to enter the Franciscans and become a religious. And so at the age of 30, he entered the Franciscans in Perugia, was ordained in 1420. And as a priest, he was known for his evangelization, his zeal for the salvation of souls. He became Italy's most popular preacher. He traveled throughout Italy, then into Germany, Bohemia, Austria, Hungary, Poland, to help revive the faith. And through his life of union with Christ, his prayer and his penance, he was able to revive a dying faith. And he was also chosen to be the vicar general of the Franciscans at that time as well. There was divisions in the Franciscans over just how much poverty they should embrace. Is it good enough just to be poor, or should they be extremely poor? That was the choice. And even in the Franciscans, there was a dispute. But he was able to help reconcile and to lead the Franciscans. He also worked for the canonization of St. Bernardine of Siena, who was one of his teachers when he was a younger man. Well, then the Pope chose him to be a diplomat. So in 1451, the Pope sent him as a papal ambassador to Austria, Hungary, and Bohemia, since he knew those languages and was familiar with the people in those countries. He then was asked by the Pope to help preach the crusade against the Turks. The Turks, again, as you know, were coming up from northern Africa, overrunning Europe, taking over countries, and the Holy Father needed help to preach the crusade. And so St. John Capistrano did that. And he even went into battle. He didn't carry any guns, but he carried his Bible and he led the men in prayer on their way into battle. And a decisive Christian battle was fought at Belgrade, and the 70,000 Christians were able to stop the Turks from overrunning that city. And it was a great Christian victory. Not long after, though, St. John Capistrano became ill and he died of an infection in Hungary in 1456 on October 23rd. He was canonized in 1690 and declared a very special title, the Apostle of Europe. The Apostle of Europe. So he was known for his great preaching, his missionary work, and then helping to stop the Turkish advance into Europe. And if you go to California, the most famous mission is named after him, San Juan Capistrano. Canterbury, one of the most beautiful and well-preserved of all of the missions that Father Sarah and the Franciscans, I think it was 18 or more missions up and down the California coast. It's certainly worth a visit out there to stop by and pray at as many of the missions as you can. And this is a very famous mission because every March 19th, the feast day of St. Joseph, all the swallows arrive at San Juan Capistrano. So they say it's a beautiful sight to see. So what a great Franciscan saint we honor today. Someone who had this conversion experience from a very worldly life into a very penitential and sacrificial life of being such a great missionary to help re-evangelize Europe. And Europe needs re-evangelizing today. You know, Matthew Kelly, the famous author of 10 books, and he's spoken to over 3 million people in the last 15 years, and he's traveled in 50 countries. He says the church in America, out of every place he's visited, out of 50 countries, the Catholic Church in America is stronger than any other country. Now, isn't that tragic news, right? That's like the worst news I've ever heard. Because he says Europe is dead. The faith in Europe, I mean, there are pockets where it's coming back, but he says what you see in America are a lot of very committed people, daily mass attendance, young moms and dads raising strong Catholic families. He says what you see in America is the vibrancy of the faith. He says you don't see that in many other countries in Europe. So we should pray to St. John Capistrano for the re-evangelization of Europe, because he is the apostle of Europe. And so we pray today, St. John Capistrano, pray for us.